Greetings, Illini fans. This is Robert from Illini.com. That's Illini, not Illini, Illini. Three positives, Northern Illinois game. We're 2-1. Feel pretty good about it. Going into a bye week, about as good as we could have imagined this year. So let's talk what was positive in our win on Saturday. Number one, Derek Dimke. I don't want to jinx the kid. Well, actually, maybe I do want to jinx the kid in that, you know, he hasn't missed a kick yet and might be nice to get that out of the way before it's fourth quarter at Penn State and we're down three and we're kicking and the announcers are saying things like, this kid has not missed a kick in 14, you know how that goes. So maybe if we're getting blown out by Ohio State or something, he can just shank one to get it out of the way. But he hasn't missed a kick in his career. He is 9-for-9 on field goals, 20-for-20 on extra points. And on Saturday, he put all six kickoffs into the end zone for touchbacks. Such a huge weapon to have. You know, it was a bit ironic that the opposing kicker on Saturday was Michael Klimovsky. Last time he kicked on Memorial Stadium turf, in the 2008 Minnesota game, he put two kickoffs out of bounds, lost his job. They pulled Dimke's red shirt after that game, and Dimke's been kicking off for us since then, and then won the place kicker job a little more than halfway through last season. So that's a huge thing. I mean, for Illinois to have the number one punter in the country and a field goal kicker who hasn't missed in his career yet and puts every kickoff in the end zone, that's fantastic. We haven't, you know, it's no great secret, we haven't had the greatest special teams over the last few years. So to have a punter and a kicker performing like this is just awesome. So that's positive number one. Number two, Martez Wilson. I thought this was Martez's best game. I was watching an interview with Vic Koning tonight, and he was talking about some missed assignments. I'd have to go back and look at the tape, maybe there are a few of those missed assignments that were Martez's fault. The second touchdown for Northern Illinois when Chandler Harnish broke the long run. He popped through a hole. Martez was right there, picked inside. Harnish went outside and was gone. So we got to clear up mistakes like that. Trulon Henry was inside on that play. He bit on the pump, but. Overall, pursuit, staying home, you know, as far as I could see, you know, Martez making the shoestring tackle on the corner where he sheds his block and gets the guy. I thought that to be pretty impressive. I think he's kind of growing into position, and, you know, maybe this is a little bit of wish casting, but I'm hoping he's turning a corner to be the real athletic force that we need. So I'm hopeful there. Positive number three may come as a surprise to some. Positive number three is Ron Zook's sideline demeanor this year. I was watching the tape, and on the fourth down call, LeShore went out of bounds about a yard and a half short on third down, and Zook was standing right there. He calmly walked over, put his hand across his chest, pulled his headset mic down over his mouth, said something to whoever in the booth, and they went for it. You know, basically, okay, this is it. We're doing this. Let's go. No indecision, just I believe in my offense. I believe LeShore can get me 2 yards. Let's do this. And it was the right decision, and it won the game. Last year, Fresno State, we didn't go for it, and we didn't win the game. So, but more than just making a decision quickly like that, he's not pacing as much. He's not as hyper. He's not as frantic, I guess, during the game. He's calm, making notes, taking notes, less headset up, headset down, headset off, turn around, go back, do this. He seems more focused, and calls like the timeout at the end of the third quarter in the SIU game to make him kick into the wind, calls like this fourth down call, we're not gonna give up the ball, we're gonna win this game on our own. It just seems a little different than the last few years, so I'm gonna give him credit. So, there's the three positives. Northern Illinois game. Got a bye week. Might even write up some basketball tomorrow. Go Illini.